How are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Well, you've had a couple of days to think about it. I just wanted to get your thoughts. How do you think that you performed in the debate?
Oh, I'm kind of one of my worst critics, I think. So I thought I was okay. I thought it was great fun and a good opportunity. I think we need a couple more. You know how I feel about it, Tony. I mean, one debate just doesn't cut it. People need to see more of us in the unvarnished, unscripted, unorchestrated environment. We don't know what the journalists are going to ask, and we just have to respond. It lets people get a little flavor for us. I think they got a little taste of who we were, Rick and me, but I think it left them hankering for more.
What could you have done better?
Oh, all sorts of things. I always think of 100 things I should have said. But, I mean, I thought I was okay. I didn't think I stunk completely. But, I thought I was okay. But, again, it's about answering questions, being out there in the arena, and giving people a chance to see who we really are in not just 30-second infomercials and sound bites. And it's very unfortunate that was our first and last debate. And I don't know if you feel like you got, you and your listeners, if you feel like you got all the answers. I think we should have a couple different formats. Do one where there's a call in with a town hall format where people get to ask questions. There's the vital issues facing the state at a time like this, with the economy how it is. I just think we ought to be. There's just no excuse for not doing three debates. And he claims to have a plan that's going to fix Michigan. If he had a plan, I mean, did you see it? And if you had a plan, why wouldn't you want to have three or four or five debates and say, here's my plan. I've got the best plan to fix Michigan. I think Virg Marino has the best plan, my Main Street agenda, and I'm ready to put it up against his so-called plan in a few debates, and I think that's the way it should be.
Well, many people I talk with believe that it was a draw, and many believe that we really didn't learn much because we weren't really able to get into the specifics of both your plans. Do you foresee an opportunity for voters to see you both on the same stage again, or is that it?
He says that's it. I mean, I'm still willing to accept a number of different challenges and a number of different formats, Tony. I mean, that's why what you're talking about, that's the reason why you have different formats. I mean, it's very difficult to get into much depth in a one-minute answer. Even though I can talk fast, a one-minute answer is not, with a 30-second rebuttal, that was a very rigid format, obviously. Another format, you might have us on, and both of us, and where you could interrupt us and say, well, what do you mean by that? Like you sometimes do. Well, could you expound on that? What do you mean? And do more in-depth questioning. There's different formats that could be done that would yield better results and more clear answers for people.
All right.
At this point, though, all I can do is invite people to go to my website, voteverge.com, look at my Main Street agenda, look at my jobs plan, and compare it to his so-called plan. I think mine is much more clear, much more specific about how we're going to get out of this mess and turn Michigan around.
Well, we don't use polling information here to drive our show, but if you look at the polls from the last few weeks, you are way, way behind. And I know that that's just a sampling, but you still have some work to do. Perception is reality. What are you going to do to get back into this thing?
Well, first, Tony, let me be clear. I resent your use of that term, way, way. Now, way is one thing, but way, way goes too far. I don't think I'm way, way behind. I may be slightly. I mean, the fact is I've closed the gap to about 10. I'm about 10 points down. That was before the debate. But like you say, you don't let debate drive the show, and I appreciate that, because the fact of the matter is it's not the pundits and the pollsters and the prognosticators who decide elections. It's the people. And on election day, November 2nd, that's the poll that counts. It opens at 7 a.m. It closes at 8 p.m. We have seen lots of surprises in elections in this country and in this state. One such surprise was John Engler. And John Engler was about sitting where I am, about 10 points down 2 weeks before the election. And John Engler, we know what happened. So let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
All right.
I feel very hopeful. I feel very good. I'm working hard every day. I'm winning votes every day. Everywhere I go, all over the state, people are getting excited, getting enthused. They're just tuning into this election. And by the way, I've talked to a lot of people who watched that debate and are now voting for me. And I encourage people to go online and watch the debate and see what you think of our performances, see who you think could be, should be Michigan's next leader. And again, since the economy is the most important thing, please, please look at my economic plan, my Main Street agenda, and compare it to his so-called plan. His so-called plan, and I call it so-called because it ain't a plan. There's no there. It's very thin gruel. It's basically dot-com new age bizno babble. There's no real specifics to it. I mean, it's a mission statement. A mission statement is not a plan. You know, a goal. It's good to have a goal, Tony, but a goal is not a plan. The plan is how you reach the goal.
You know, you've created a new adjective, bizno babble. We like that word a lot. Well, let's talk about a couple of issues here. From some of the folks that we've talked with who saw the debates and who have been watching this campaign very closely, it could be said from their aspect that, number one, that the negative campaigning about the jobs in China isn't working. Number two, that you have a strong union support, and that if you are elected governor, you're going to be very pro-union, which could almost be said would be anti-business, and that Rick is anti-business, and I know you don't agree with that.
Well, it's absolute nonsense, of course. Let's just deal with facts, Tony. I was endorsed last year when I ran for re-election as mayor by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce and the State Chamber of Commerce based on my pro-business record. So the question is, what have I done in the last few months that would drive business away? In my actions, have I been anti? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm growing business in Lansing. I just announced a high tech firm expansion, Symmetry Medical. We're in the hunt for the expansion of General Motors. We've laid out the red carpet instead of the red tape for business in Lansing. We put down the welcome mat, and we're going to do it for the state of Michigan. The fact that unions have endorsed me, unions have always endorsed me. Unions also at different times didn't like how I was acting as mayor. They don't like the fact that we've had to make concessions in Lansing. They don't like the fact that they don't always get their way. Okay, I don't always get my way either as mayor. You know, the council won't always do what I want. But I'm in nobody's pocket. I do what I think is right for the city, and I will for the state. That's my actual record. And as far as the China, the negative, I don't know what you're talking about. Again, here, I deal with facts. I look at what's on my opponent's website. I get the information I can. He won't debate me, so I have to try to get information that I can. And I see that he's investing in China. I see that a company that he's got on his website, Handy Labs, just recently closed down after he sold the company. He was CEO. It sold for $270 million. How many million went in his pocket? He won't say. I asked him in the debate. It is a fact that that company was sold for $278 million, thereabouts, and he made millions of dollars doing it, and it is a fact that that company is now shut down in Michigan, and it's moving to Maryland. So I like to deal with facts. You know, you're entitled to your own opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts, and neither is he. And the fact of the matter is, I've been investing in Michigan. I've been promoting jobs and growing jobs in Michigan. He's been doing it in other states and in other countries. Gateway went to China. Desira is expanding in China. And it's on their website that they're in China to help Chinese businesses compete and win in a global economy. Now, you can call that negative campaigning. I call it factual campaigning. It's the information that's available to me.
Let's talk about the union vote. Bernie Porn from Epic Arm MRA held a poll, and his statistics say that many union voters are going to vote for Rick Snyder. Do you agree with that data?
Well, again, now you when you call that data, I was talking about dealing in facts, and okay. Now you're talking about polls. So let me just address that sleight of hand.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you. I'm proposing the question.
I appreciate it. Bernie, and I'm answering it. Bernie Porn is a panderer of polls. Okay? He panders polls. That's what he does. Sometimes they're right, and oftentimes Bernie Porn is wrong. And he's going to be wrong this time. The unions are working hard to communicate with their members to give them the facts of my record and my plan. And my plan, which is very specific about how to turn Michigan around, is based on my experience as mayor. I've been on the front lines in the trenches doing economic development. I'm not worried about where the labor vote is going. The labor vote will do what they need to do. And I'm focusing on picking up votes all over the state, you know, from Detroit to Grand Rapids to Menominee to Lansing. I expect people will look at my record. These are tough times in Michigan, and I expect people to look very closely at these candidates, at our records, and I'll put my record up against my opponents any day of the week. You know, I'm for working people. I stand for the Main Street values and Main Street businesses, Main Street people. My opponent stands for Wall Street.
He's all right, Mayor.
Wall Street, and he's a part of it.
The hottest story in Lansing is about the deal with the Marshall Street Armory that fell through. It's going to affect some other deals, and I just got the sense after hearing, because we've talked with city officials, we have talked with the union, we have talked with the developer, I just got the sense that if Virg Bonero would have been at that meeting, that these folks would have been brought together and we wouldn't have this uproar. We're talking about millions and millions of dollars in projects, lots of jobs, but we have union officials who say that they want more money and they want more of a say as far as union people working these jobs. And then you have a developer saying, I can't pay that much. What's the truth?
Well, Tony, I don't know where you get that sense. I don't know where you, you know, how you get that, you know, where you would get that kind of political notion. How you would arrive at that conclusion, which is completely erroneous, I don't know, that if I'd have been there. I've been very intricately involved.
No, let me get your the way I wanted to present that question to you is not that you weren't there and that it went in a toilet. What I'm trying to say is that I believe if you were there, because I've been at those meetings when you were there, deals like this got done. Common ground was found.
All right? I appreciate that. I've tried, and I'm not done trying. Okay, I'm not a quitter. This is a great project. What Gillespie is doing for the city, he's done great work, and he's going to do great work. I'm not giving up on Gillespie. I'm not giving up on the project. So with all due respect, it's just that I've been at those meetings. I mean, I've talked to the people involved. We've got four council people who voted the wrong way, in my opinion. This is America. The council is the council. I don't have a vote on the council. Whether I'm there or whether I'm not there, I do not have a vote on the council. The council has to make its decision. I think they made the wrong decision. I think the four council members, Jeffries, Wood, Hewitt, and Quinney, voted the wrong way. Clearly, I think they voted against the interests of the city. They have a chance to fix that. I hope they will do the right thing. I hope the citizens of Lansing and the region will prevail upon these people, will contact these people, these council members, and let them know they ought to vote the right way. Don't make this issue about anything else. The issue is about whether this is a good project for the city, whether we're going to continue the positive direction in the city for growth and development. Not every project is going to be perfect in these eyes. You know, and this is true across in the history of the country and all over the country, that development projects are frequently controversial. You can always find a reason to say no. But we've got to get to yes. We've got to continue the growth and the progress because, you know, Gillespie's done a lot for the city, and you may not, people may not like the guy. Some people may not like him. But the fact is there's not five guys lined up behind him. Things that he has done for this city, the risk that he has taken for the city is great. And I appreciate the fact that we've got guys like Pat Gillespie willing to invest in the city, willing to put themselves out there to risk their capital and risk their reputation and put themselves out there to continue to grow and create jobs in the city. So I'm working like the Dickens to make this happen, Tony. I believe in it. This is the next step of the riverfront development. There's so much excitement on our riverfront with the new city market and, of course, what he's doing at the Armory project. You know, we can either have these things sit there empty or we can have them refurbished and revitalized. And so we've got to get it done. I just hope I'm working on it. But again, it's really up to those individuals. One of those council members has got to switch their votes and come around and see reason and vote for progress.
Mayor, it's always fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony.